This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Labor relations in every Starbucks cup. I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today on whether the National Labor Relations Board has to present more proof when intervening on behalf of workers trying to unionize. The challenge by the coffee chain Starbucks comes as the High Court is considering other efforts to curb federal authority. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Nova?
David, this case has to do with a Starbucks store in Memphis where six employees who were trying to unionize got fired. Starbucks said they violated its policies unrelated to the unionization effort. The National Labor Relations Board got a judge to grant a temporary injunction requiring the company to rehire the workers until the agency adjudicated the case. Starbucks sued, saying the NLRB should have a higher burden of proof that it did something wrong, that it has to show that a company likely interfered in unionization efforts before intervening. The crux of the case is that there are two standards in federal courts. Some circuits use a two-part test to determine whether to grant the NLRB a temporary injunction, and others use a four-part test. And Starbucks wants everyone to use the four-part test.
So it's not just consistency. Starbucks wants the consistent standard that's harder for the NLRB to meet.
That's right. Now, the NLRB argues that it won't make much of a difference for the agency because it already considers the elements of the four-part test when it decides whether to even ask for injunctive relief. And it points out that it rarely asks. But if justices rule in Starbucks' favor, it does mean a tougher burden of proof across the nation. The two-part test is relatively simple, including a reasonable cause to believe unfair labor practices occurred. The tougher test requires things like a likelihood that the agency will eventually prevail. So that's a lot more complex and difficult for the agency to meet as proof.
All right, Nova, thank you. Markets, S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up 0.3%. The Italian city of Milano, wants ice cream shops, pizzerias, and takeout food places to shut down at 12:30 a.m. in an effort to stop clusters of noisy people from disturbing residents trying to get some shut-eye. The curfew would go from mid-May until November, but the proposal is still up for public comment.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Once known as the murder capital of the world, El Salvador recorded its lowest rate of murder in three decades. Its president, Nayib Bukele, started a second term this winter, and his administration's state of emergency is now into a third year. Tens of thousands of gang members have been arrested, suspected gang members. The streets of El Salvador are safer, but the country is heavily in debt. Jane Chambers, with our newsroom partners at the BBC, reports.
Janira Lopez sells fruit on a street near the historic main square in the capital, San Salvador. She says it's hard to make a living.
The security guards confiscate our produce, and we must pay a fine to get it back. The president has cleaned up the center of the city where we are and is getting rid of us street sellers. But this is our only way of making a living, and there are a lot of poor people here.
Despite Janira's complaints, many people are happy the city center's being cleaned up. Tourists and locals take selfies at the iconic library President Bukele had built and feel safe in a place that was once a no-go area. Elsewhere, the economy is picking up.
My name is Karen Fuentes. I'm a realtor in RE/MAX Central, El Salvador.
Karen works in a heavily air-conditioned office on the 21st floor of a fancy building in the center of San Salvador, with incredible views of the mountains and volcanoes that surround the city, and views of the best neighborhoods clients want to make their home. It's not just locals who want a piece of the action.
Our clients are mostly Salvadorians who live here, but 50% are Salvadorians who live outside our country, or even foreigners who don't have roots here. And right now, because of the perception of our country from outside, they are very interested in El Salvador.
What's this popularity doing to property prices?
And the clouds are very, very, very high, the prices right now.
More tourists are also visiting the country now, and the popular surf beaches are filling up. Small-scale business owners are happy that gangs no longer ask them for money. But nearly a third of people live in poverty, according to the World Bank. And many feel they don't have any choice but to leave the country, like 24-year-old mechanic Jaime Chavez.
There used to be a problem with security with all the gangs. Now that's better, but I can't earn enough to support my family. I get paid around $250 a month. But you need around $450 to $500 to be able to live better.
So where would you like to go?
To the United States. Most people who have gone there have a better quality of life because there are more opportunities.
Jaime's not alone in wanting to leave El Salvador. It's estimated there are around 1 million Salvadorians living in the United States, according to the Pew Research Center. And the money they send home is crucial, as economist Tatiana Morakin explains.
Around 25% of the country's GDP comes from money that Salvadorans who have migrated send back to their families. We know that for around half of the families who receive the money, it's their primary source of income or their only source of income.
Now El Salvador's President Bukele has managed to improve security. He says his next job is to tackle poverty. He's just announced 5,000 free passports and tax breaks to highly skilled workers from abroad to try to boost the economy. But people like mechanic Jaime Chavez say they need more opportunities to persuade them not to leave for the US. In El Salvador, I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
Our Elizabeth Troval also has the piece Salvadoran Janitors Fight for Better Wages, Supporting Families in the US and Abroad, that is streamable from marketplace.org now. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.